Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Caitlin McKellick of the Livestock Market Information Center talking about stress down on the ranch in just a moment.
I'm Randy Grellner. I'm a doctor by day and a farmer by trade. Raised as the son of a sharecropper, I feel more comfortable in cowboy boots with a gun than dress shoes with a pen. I learned hard work and rural values growing up in Kingfisher. Today, as farmers are feeling the impact of inflation caused by Democratic policies, doubling the cost of fertilizer and diesel, we need a stable food supply and we need to respect the farmers who make that possible. I am the only non-career politician and farmer running for Senate. I am Dr. Randy Grellner. I'm running for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Dr. Grellner for U.S. Senate.
If you're looking to lock in a floor price on your livestock, USDA is offering the Livestock Risk Protection Program to both cow-calf and stocker feeder operators. Coverage is based on a number of head, sex, and projected sale weight. Best of all, no margin calls, brokerage fees, or minimum contract sizes, and no upfront cost to you. Take the risk out of your cattle operation today. Call Dakota Moss at Livestock Risk Services at 580-618-2174 or visit LivestockRiskServices.com for more information.
She's the director of the Livestock Market Information Center based out of Denver, Colorado. Caitlin McKellick is watching, like a lot of our folks right now, what's going on with our pasture range conditions across the country, including right here in the Southern Plains. And she is concerned what that means for our beef cow numbers down the road.
I can't believe I'm saying this, but this year's U.S. pasture and range conditions are worse than they were last year, which is maybe tough to believe and disheartening. But it has moved around a little bit, much more centered on the Southern Plains, Texas, Oklahoma, New Mexico, probably quite a bit in your area as well. Just excessive dryness over that. And mostly the impact so far, we haven't seen a ton of lightweight placements and feedlots yet, but I think that's probably coming. Mostly we've seen it on the cow side and just an extreme number of cows being liquidated. I believe your region was up 30% year to date over a year ago in terms of volume of beef cow slaughter. So those are big numbers we're talking about. And that's actually boosted our total beef production by the sheer number of cows that are moving through the slaughter. And so from a perspective of what does that do to the calf crop? What are we looking at on July 1 or January 1? You know, you're probably looking at a pretty big decline at this point. Now we're saying over 2%. I don't quite know what that means yet. I keep watching the weekly numbers, but essentially, hay isn't going to get any cheaper, and unless you get timely rains, pasture and range conditions are in a pretty dire situation already, and we're not even to June yet. We're not even through the hottest part of the year. The La Nina forecast still very much part of the picture and a little worrisome. Unfortunately, it's a fairly bleak outlook. Now, USDA does rank conditions. They ask people, you know, is it poor or very poor conditions, which means you're absolutely having to provide some other feed for those animals. And we are looking at about 50% of total U.S. pasture and range. But if you look down to the Southern Plains, you know, it's closer to 60. So 60% of the area or of the pastures are requiring farmers or producers to provide something other than what's growing up.
Cow herd liquidation happening because of current pasture range ratings, and that could have some long-term implications for cattle numbers down the road, according to LMIC.
It's a little bit of a double-edged sword. I mentioned that I thought, you know, feeder cattle prices might be moved lower just because so many of them might have to come be placed at the same time because of drought. But the flip side of that is, that just means you're going to have even tighter supplies than we thought we were going to next year. And so what we've had to do is both adjust the near-term forecast down a little bit while we're increasing next year's. And so how high that goes next year might have more to do with weather again. It might have something to do with where we're at in terms of the U.S. economy, how much inflation is still a headwind, how much high beef prices matter. All those things are going to, what corn's doing, LMIC has moved to a record high forecast, new record high for corn right now. It has a 7 in front of it for a season average price. Those are all not good things. But I think that from the supply side of cattle, you are looking at all those things are going to press feeder cattle prices up, right? And how much up, how much higher maybe is anybody's guess. LMIC is forecasting for the Southern Plains for 5 to 6 weights over the course of the whole year in 2023 is about a 4% increase from this year. But I think that could be, you know, 4 to 7% isn't out of the question. 4% might be on the low end. we've had to mess with this a little bit given where how high corn costs have been. But for a large part of 2022, I had a two in front of that number. So, and you guys saw probably $2 calves earlier this year as well. And so for that to average over the whole year, it's a pretty strong calf market. On the feeder side, 7 to 8 weights, we have about a 7% increase in the price in 2023 over 2022. But it looks like, at least for right now, that 2022 is going to be limited in upside to potential because of that cost of beef being so high.
You got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
National Livestock, they've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Hall of Fame farm broadcaster Ron Hayes reporting.